Current State often presents stories of Michigan history. This is one of the oldest. Before the existence of life on our planet, geologic forces were working to form the stuff of our world, the very earth beneath our feet. It's the passion of Lake Gitche-Gumee Museum of Agate and History director Karen Briz. Karen has collected rocks and minerals almost her entire life and has run the museum in Moose Lake, Minnesota for nearly two decades. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Briz last week about her geologic pursuits and one of Michigan's most characteristic natural materials.
Agate is a pocket inside host rock. Most of the time the host rock is igneous, but it can be sedimentary and very rarely metamorphic rock. And that pocket fills from the outside in with a very specific type of quartz called chalcedony. So to be agate, you have to be more than 50% chalcedony, and there has to be self-organized structure.
What is chalcedony?
A chalcedony is a form of microcrystalline quartz.
Okay. And what does it look like?
In its pure form, it's gray. But to see the individual crystals, you need a scanning electron microscope.
What makes it desirable to people to have this?
Well, as far as the Lake Superior agates, they're rare. They were formed 1.2 billion years ago, so they've been spread by geologic forces, and we've had, probably 20,000 feet of sedimentation, glaciation, and everything since the agates first became free from their igneous matrix rock captor. And it's just the hunt, and occasionally you find some nice agates. I've seen a couple this summer that could be valued in the hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know when you've found a good one? What does it look like?
Very obvious. You're going to see a waxy luster. You're going to see some of the self-organized structure. And a good agate will have either high-quality banding or contrasting in colors and not have a lot of surface fractures or other abrasions on the surface. And size. The larger the agate, the better.
Sure. You described sort of a natural state of gray color. What are some of the other colors that are desirable and found?
Okay, well, many of the Lake Superior agates, over the millennia have been dragged by glaciers and other geologic forces through iron-rich soil. So there's an awful lot of post-formation staining of red, the iron oxide red color. And so that's another thing to look for. And in some cases, that iron oxide actually oxidizes more into a kind of mustard color limonite. So those would be two other colors you would look for. In addition, many of the Lake Superior agates have a pit mark surface. When the pockets first start filling in, sometimes another mineral crystallized first and very often into these round spheroid type shapes. And those have since worn away, leaving behind the molded impressions of what used to be. And it results in a pit mark surface.
Karen, where might you find these agates in the Lake Superior area? What types of settings?
On the south shore of Lake Superior, you find them on the beach, and the reason why you can find them there is because the waves wash the rock, and so you have clean rock. I mean, if you were to be, let's say, digging a foundation, and there's rocks in the dirt, going down, frankly, thousands of feet, there would probably be agates there too, but they're not accessible. In other areas of the upper Midwest, you can also find them in farm fields. You can find them in gravel pits, although most gravel pit owners do not let people in anymore. You can also find them in rivers, in gravel bars on rivers.
This is Peter Worf for Current State on WKAR. I'm speaking with Karen Briz, the owner and curator of the Gitche-Gumee Museum in Grand Marais, Michigan. How long has your museum been around, Karen?
Well, Axel Nemi started the museum in 1954, and he ran it till about 1980, give or take a year or two. And then it was closed until I reopened it July 4th, 1999.
Yeah, what brought you an interest in curating this museum?
Well, Axel was a major influence on my life. I was actually blind till I was 10, and my mom used to drop me off there after I developed a little bit of eyesight, and Axel would put rocks under my face. I only had vision of a few inches, and he would tell me the stories of the rocks. And then one day, he had me meet him at night, at 11:30 at night, and he showed me the rings of Saturn through his telescope. And when I saw the rings of Saturn, he said to me, "Karen, given your eyesight problems, if you can see the rings of Saturn, you can do anything." And that was the first day of my life I believed that to be true.
Wow.
So it's a real privilege to carry on his legacy now.
So ever since childhood, you and he have you began to share this interest in science and creation.
Yep, and in agates and rocks. And, you know, then it went on, and I had a corporate career and traveled a million and a half miles around the country. And wherever I went to rock shops, and I would buy at least one, you know, high-quality specimen for my collection. And then I got a chance to buy the museum and reopen it, so I did.
What other things would we see at your museum?
Well, the Niemi family came here from Finland in about 1905, and as people came and went from Grand Marais, they collected artifacts. So I have a lot of historical artifacts of the town, too, the logging era, the fishing era, and just other Grand Marais memorabilia. And I do have a rock collection in addition to an agate collection, and two rooms of gift shop.
Karen, describe some of the highlights, some of the real prized items that you have there.
Well, I'd like to talk about a couple of them. First of all, I have Axel's 5.5-pounder Lake Superior agate that he found in 1958. And then one of my other favorite agates, it's actually a Brazilian agate, but it was naturally polished by the African diamond dust deposited in the Brazilian river during the time of the supercontinent Pangaea. So it has a very high polish to it, all done by the diamond dust in the river. So it's proof of plate tectonics.
Wow, that's amazing. So this goes back to before the continents as we know them. This is something that's that old when you have the supercontinent Pangaea.
Oh, certainly, yes.
Wow, what do you feel like when you find or hold or talk about things like these?
Well, it's a real joy to, you know, share these with the public that come in the museum, because so many people, you know, come from their busy lives, and they come up to the shore of Lake Superior then to recharge their batteries, and in many cases, frankly, people aren't aware of agates. So when I show them some of these prized agates, you know, their eyes get as big as saucers, and they get excited, and then, frankly, they get the rock-hounding bug, which is really my passion. I love teaching people how to find them, and, you know, I've written books and produced DVDs and online classes, and, you know, if I can help people recharge their batteries and go on the beach, get some exercises, you know, get out in the fresh air and maybe find a few treasures, you know, I think it adds to their quality of life.
Karen Briz, the owner and curator of Gitche-Gumee Museum in Grand Marais, Michigan. Karen, thanks for the conversation today.
All right. Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.